Another valuable find, archaeologists on the Central Coast have found footprints that could be dated over 13,000 years old, and that would make them the oldest ever found in North America. Duncan McLaren is one of the archaeologists who came across these prints, and he joins me by phone this morning. Good morning, Duncan.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Maybe you can take me to that moment when your colleague, Daryl Fedjay, told you about these footprints he found.
Well, it was a two-stage discovery. In 2014, we were working at an archaeology site on Calvert Island, which is on the central coast. And we were conducting some small preliminary tests in the intertidal zone there. We were looking specifically for older archaeological deposits because we know that between 14,000 and 10,000 years ago, that sea level in that area was slightly lower than today. And so we were searching for these early deposits beneath the beach. And when Daryl excavated down, he found at the bottom of this unit in some gray clay what appeared to be a footprint. And we took some photos and a radiocarbon date sample and then closed up that unit for the season. When we sent that date into the lab, they did the analysis, and it came back at 13,200 years ago.
Now, let me stop you. Let me stop you there. What was your reaction when they gave you that date?
Well, we were very surprised. I mean, we had been searching in this area specifically for these earlier remains, and so we were surprised, but not totally surprised to get these dates back. But it still felt like a justification for the methods we were using.
Duncan McLaren, how difficult or how lucky do you think you are that you were able to find footprints at all in an ancient shoreline? One would think that the sea would have washed them away long ago.
Oh, yes, and that's probably what happens to the majority of footprints that get left on any shoreline. However, in this particular case, we were quite fortunate to tap into this area that has these footprints into a gray clay, and then the footprints were capped by a black sand. So you have this contrast of the different colors, the gray, light gray clay being what the footprint is cast in, and then the black sand that filled them. Now, that black sand must have come in fairly quickly after the footprints were first laid down.
And what does it tell you that these footprints are 13,000 years old, regardless of whether they are the oldest in North America? What does it tell you about the people living in this area for this date to go back so many thousands of years?
Well, we're still being a little cautious with the date per se because we need to duplicate our results. But that being said, there's a few things that we can conjure up from these finds. And this year we went back and found an additional 12 footprints in the same area. And there are three different sizes of footprints amongst these 12. So there's one larger adult, then a smaller adult, and then a child's footprint as well. This is a place that you can only get to by boat, and you could have only got to by boat 13,000 years ago. And so it's quite obvious people that long ago were using watercraft on this coast.
And it sounds almost like it was a family that you found the footprints of.
Yes, that's correct. It does conjure up a nuclear family. Another thing that we found in association with these footprints is a hearth feature or a campfire that's ringed by rocks. And we excavated a portion of that, and the footprints seem to be an activity area around that hearth.
And you mentioned that you need to do more research into the dates to do a full determination. How does that process go?
Well, it's a matter of analyzing the sediments that we collected from the footprints we found this year, then selecting pieces of organic material from those sediments, like, for example, charcoal. And we generally do that by looking through a microscope and picking out tiny flecks of charcoal, and then those get sent to a radiocarbon dating lab where they will do the analysis for producing a date.
Huh. And so this, as we mentioned, these footprints found on the coast of Calvert Island, what does it suggest to you that might be below the surface on the other coastlines in this region?
Well, there's definitely potential, particularly in areas where sea level has been slightly lower in the past, for there to be the archaeological remains beneath present beaches. And we've definitely found archaeological remains below beaches in different areas of the province, for example, on Haida Gwaii, as well as in the southern Gulf Islands. And so this type of discovery in the intertidal zone is becoming more frequent, although many archaeologists tend to just gloss over it and not really think about it too much. Huh. When you know where the sea level was, you can then begin to pick up on these areas where you might find these types of remains below the beach.
Duncan, we just have about 30 seconds left here. A personal question for you. What's it been like having so much international attention since you went public about these footprints?
Well, it's been a media flurry, and you know, it's been very exciting. Often the work we do is not recognized very broadly, and so it's a little different. And we're very lucky where we're working to be supported by the Hakai Institute, and also to be working in partnership with the Okino and Heltsik First Nations.
Well, congratulations. Can't wait to see what is further discovered from these footprints. And thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you very much, and talk to you soon.
Duncan McLaren, a University of Victoria archaeologist, also working with Hakai. We reached him by phone this morning in Victoria, and we turn it to you. What sort of fascinating things have you found in your backyard? We've been hearing a lot about discoveries, whether it be in the Northeast or here in the Northwest. We'd love to hear some of your stories as well. 1-866-340-1932 is the way to get a hold of us.